Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Get on the floor.
What's up, people? This is You're Not Listening, the podcast that teaches you how to actively listen to music one song at a time. I'm Sean O'Loughlin.
Hi, I'm Jim O'Loughlin, Dad.
And today we're going to do something a little different. We're not going to do any specific songs today and go into it because we're kind of just doing... This is like the earliest that we've ever recorded.
I know.
By the way, like the sun is still out. It's weird. It's really weird.
This is a tweena podcast, the tweena one.
Yeah, this is kind of a, you know, getting on and just wanting to lay something down, and, you know, it's summertime, and I think you had an idea to do a top 10 songs to listen to in summer, so I'll give you a little, I'll let you take the reins to run the show.
Well, here. I just thought that instead of, you know, a deep dive into two songs, and I'll just kind of break it up a little. We're trying to break it up with different things, with guests coming on and, you know, and other ideas, but this is something that, you know, middle of summer, and, you know, people are frustrated because it's not the summer they want, and, you know, some people are unhappy, and so I figured, well, let's do something about some summer songs that make people happy. You know, you kind of go to summer list from either current or going back years ago or whatever, that's going to kind of make your summer feel a whole lot better. So, and I love, there's even a possibility that we can actually take a break and tell people to go listen to a few of these. I mean, we can if it's going to be 10 songs each, but there are some that I think people
maybe we
need
can
to go listen to because
have a playlist available.
Yeah, my playlist.
We can definitely
is
have
up.
A playlist available. We can definitely have one available for our Patreon listeners.
Nice.
Or we can make it available to everyone. Yeah. Let us know. Before we get into it, I just want to remind everybody to subscribe to You're Not Listening wherever podcasts are. Podcasts. We're there. So make sure you subscribe, leave us a review. Nice 5-star written review helps us kind of climb the charts in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, and helps more people find us. So we really appreciate anyone that's left
and
us a
review. It's amazing. We're getting
review.
Some really good responses from all over the world, country, at least country, world.
At least the country. Yeah. I mean, we got a bunch of listeners in India. Shout out to India.
Yo, hi India.
You guys are awesome.
How's it going?
We love you. I hope you guys are safe and healthy over there in India and everywhere else in the world that listens to us. But obviously, most of our listeners are here in the U.S., and we would really appreciate it if you leave us a review. That's all. Why don't you kick it off with a few songs on your list? So my list is, I tried to make sure I didn't pick songs that I would talk about normally on the show because I don't want them to come up again later. And a lot of mine are just kind of, I just kind of went through my big list on Spotify and said, you know, songs that I would enjoy listening to out in the summer sun and stuff. So it's a lot of like dub reggae kind of stuff because that's what I like to listen to in the summertime. And a lot of it is probably by artists that people don't know. So this is kind of one of those episodes where we get to highlight some great artists that we like listening to and maybe introduce some people to some new artists that they don't know. At least for me.
I have a couple of those. Mine are going to be kind of being reintroduced to some that you probably haven't thought of in a while. Because I'm the old guy, but...
Yeah, a lot of mine, I figured you would do some classics, so I'm just going to...
Wow,
most of mine are new. Most of mine are newish.
And it's one of those that, you know, you kind of close your eyes, you know, try to figure out the smell of the suntan lotion and put yourself on a beach somewhere or a pool or something. And, you know, if you plug in your list, what's going to be on it? And that's that. This is what would, and it's funny because, and John will tell you too, that whenever we go anywhere, whenever we used to take these big family vacations and stuff, the thing that was driving my wife crazy all the time was while she's packing and planning and getting the sheets ready for this and, you know, the food and, you know, that I'm trying to develop the most like killer song list or download songs and cut a CD so we can play it on the way too, because that was so important, our vacation mixes and stuff. That was, and she's like, come on.
Yeah, we never really flew anywhere. We drove everywhere we went. So.
Yeah. So it was always important to make sure we had the vacation playlist going and stuff. I still do it to this day. I did it for last year. We went to Maine for vacation. Nancy's like, oh, what are you doing? I got to make some songs. So this is kind of a combination of that. We always used to kick it off with two songs, but I'm not going to talk about those because it's kind of a family goofy thing. But you know, what right. we have to worry about those. So you want to do one at a time? You want to do a couple at a time, three at a time? How do you want to structure this?
We can go back and forth, I guess.
All right. So let's see. You're going to do some new ones, right? Want me to do some summer classics?
Sure. Mine is in no particular order either. And there's a lot more songs that could be on this. I just kind of grabbed the first 10 to 12 that I saw that I thought would be good.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily a top 10. It's just a 10.
Yeah, 10 in general. Well, mine's right now starting at 22 songs stuff. So I'm going to try to kind of pluck some out. And like you said, too, I'm going to try to stay away from some that don't get a repetitive piece, because we may kind of look at them in the future somewhere down the road. So I'll start with one of my classics that I always, if I hear it, I immediately go to the car and, you know, again, the 8-tracks, you know, kind of cranking in my 76 Malibu kind of thing. It's Summer.
Boston Rock and Roll Band.
Yeah, right. No, it's Summer by War.
I don't know that
you
one.
Don't, right? I was looking at your expression stuff. You probably would know it. Again, it might be one of those that you know it if you saw it, but it's just a laid back. War is this I think they're LA, this California band, mid to late 70s, who just had a really kind of cool funk, almost a reggae feel in everything they did. Did Cisco Kid, they did well, what are some of the other songs that they're everybody you kind of know them and you don't know them kind of thing.
I know them. I just don't know that song.
The world is a ghetto. Well, you probably know it only because you would have heard me play it probably in one of our summer tune stuff, but it's just talking about driving around in the car and listening, rapping on the CB radio and listen to the 8-track as the good weather's all around. So that's always one of my go-tos on a summer list. Love it.
Cool. My first one, this is just one that I found recently. I actually shared it with you not too long ago. So that's why it ended up being the first one on my list, because I came to it first when I was scrolling. And it's a cover of A Pirate Looks at 40 by TJ O'Neill, Stick Figure, and a handful of other people. Really good dub reggae version of that song.
Yep.
Killer.
Yeah. Actually, I listened to that while I was going through my list today, too. And I thought about putting that on there. I have some Buffett. My Buffett probably would be Changes in Latitude, Changes in Attitude.
A Buffett song too.
Pirate Looks at 40 would have been on there and stuff. I like that version that you kind of turned me on to too. That's a really good one, which kind of is reminiscent of the next one I'll talk about in a second after yours. But if I had to go with a Buffett, it would probably be Changes in Latitude, Changes in Attitude, or One Particular Harbor, one of the two.
My Buffett song is Knees of My Heart.
Nice. Would that?
Because I think it's kind of a really cool, kind of laid back. He also has that kind of the I love that dub guitar sound.
Yep.
The dub reggae guitar sound, and he kind of does that in that song too. And I just think it's a good kind of laid back, cruising, laying on the beach type song.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'll see your Buffett, and I'll challenge you to another one. Buffett is a main player in one of the Playing for Change songs that just came out. I think it was about a year, two years ago now. Maybe it's actually longer. When they did a cover of Ripple by the Grateful Dead. And Buffett, the lead singer from Los Lobos, has a big part in it. Also David Crosby, as well as obviously when they go all around the world with some of the really, really talented musicians. But Buffett has the second verse in that and sings a really nice kind of cover of that as well. So Ripple by the Dead, which is funny because it was a song Ripple. Back in the day I didn't like too much. I didn't know too much about it, and I was never really a big Grateful Dead guy. I wasn't a Deadhead and all, but I love this song after listening to it more and more, and the message, and it's pretty much, you know, you're
recommending the Playing for Change
version of it. right
okay,
again, then there's cool. the Buffett connection. So
I love Playing for Change. I think we should do a whole episode just about Playing for Change.
Yes.
Maybe not specific songs, but just kind of talking about them. Maybe we can contact one of them, someone that helped organize that, and maybe get them on the show. We'll see.
But if you don't know them, check them out, people. It's such a worthy organization, and they're doing so many nice things. And the music and the talent and the quality of
such a cool idea.
They put out is just so strong. It's so good. What do you got?
All right. My next one is Sunshine by Ziggy Marley. It's just a good modern day reggae song.
Yes.
By Ziggy Marley.
So it's pretty new?
It's great. I think it's fairly new.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So Ziggy Marley.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. All right. So let me see. Can I give you a twofer? I'm going to go two from Fogerty. Rocking All Over the World, which I think.
Hot Rod Heart.
In Hot Rod Heart. Yeah. Do you have Hot Rod Heart on yours?
I knew it. No. But I like that
song.
Yeah,
and that's a great summer song too, with, you know, again, with the windows down and your hair blowing and stuff. So, yep.
If you like John Fogerty. If you're not into John Fogerty, you're really not going to like that song.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. No. I think you have to be a John Fogerty fan to like that.
It's a pretty specific song. It's very Fogerty. Yeah. You're right. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
My next one is That's All I Need by Dirty Heads.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a while. That's not too
Dirty
old.
Heads Sleeper that came out when I was in college.
Yeah.
Great band.
Yeah. Okay.
Great summer band.
What was their big one that everybody else would know?
Their big one was...
Lay Me Down.
Lay Me Down. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a great song too.
Yeah.
But I didn't put that on the list because I ran out of spots.
Yeah, you would though.
But when that song came out, I played that on repeat over and over again. It was huge. The summer that it came out, was the summer that I was staying at URI and we were like living on the beach and it was it was great.
Right. That must have been a great summer. Yeah, all right. So I've done a couple new year, did it. Back to the 90s, there's two songs that always, and I don't even know why. I think one of them is because there's a Kingston 530 summer show that was kind of connected to it. But one of the things I always think of when with these songs is just good weather and just kind of, you know, and again, maybe it's because working on the yard, working at the pool or something like this, cranking up the music, which we always have that music playing whenever we're doing some work around the house or something like that. Like these songs are always kind of always my go-to. So Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms. And
only, those guys.
And Only Want to Be With You by Hootie.
I do love that song.
Yeah, yeah. Great beginning. You know, at the beginning of that song.
The drum fill in the beginning. Do, 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 do.
Yep.
It's the drum fill. That's what gets it.
Yep. And then, I've always liked that song, Hey Jealousy. And I had a really good time at the show that you guys kind of played with them and stuff, but I know that they weren't the most friendly guys and stuff, but
yeah, they were kind of jerks.
Yeah,
but that's okay. Yeah. Everyone's entitled to be a jerk when you're a has-been 90s band.
Yeah,
so
I think it's always a good song that reminds me of summer, so it's always on my list.
Cool.
What do you got?
I my next one is one that you would always put on the playlist as well growing up, and it's Kicking Back by Bruce Jakes.
Jakes. It's funny, I thought of that too, and I think maybe I'll put that on there, but I didn't kind of go down. I didn't go that deep.
I like that song. It's got a cheesy saxophone kind of solo thing at the end that I don't love. But other than that, that's a nice song.
Not so sure anybody listening, even if you're listening from India, would ever have heard of that song. He's a local guy.
Yeah.
From I think Maine.
Probably. Yeah.
And
since the first line is kicking back on the coast of Maine.
There you go. Okay.
Who sings about like vacationing in Maine?
Yeah.
Like that's like the most
it's the most New England thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
And he I got turned on him because when we became very, very good friends with the guy who was this is a kind of funny story, but he was the manager, the big manager, Maine guy at our local Market Basket. And the organization that I'm real connected with here in town, the Rams organization, did a lot of work with them. We did a lot of charity work and stuff. So we get to know the people obviously really well at Market Basket because of, you know, giveaways and everything. And he loved this guy. When they would close the store at 9 o'clock and, you know, stock shelves or clean or whatever they do from 9 to 11 when they have everybody, he would crank up this CD. And all the people there, it was probably 14-year-old kids or whoever, had to listen to this song, to this CD of this guy. And he turned me onto it and he said, you got to listen to this song. And this one song just kind of always stuck with us. So yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
It's a great song.
And I bet he's local enough that we could probably just call him up and say, hey, Bruce, you want to come on? And we can probably have him be a guest as well too.
Let's do it. What do you got?
All right. Let's see. Shattered by OAR.
Okay.
I like a lot of the OAR stuff because it always reminds me because we would, for years and years and years, we would always go to an OAR show in the summer.
Yeah, I have an OAR song on here too.
So.
But I have Wonderful Day by OAR.
That's good. That's a really good song.
That's a good summer song.
Great guitar start, you know, at the beginning of that too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Beatles, Here Comes the Sun.
See, I thought you'd have more stuff like that on your list.
I get a couple coming.
That's why
I get a couple. Not so much Beatles. That was the only Beatles
song. Here Comes the Sun, I'm kind of over it. Is that bad to say?
No, I think I like it because...
I love the riff. I think it's a beautiful riff. I think it's an amazing song, but I just kind of like... I think if it came on my list, I'd probably be like, nah, we'll skip it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. At this point, yeah.
I like it because it's a George song. We listen to the Beatles on Sirius XM a lot, And it's always, oh, this is a Paul song, this is a John song, this is a Paul song and stuff. And we always skip the Ringo songs. But the George songs had a little more depth and everything. And that's one, it reminds me of the summer because I think, it's on Abbey Road, I believe. It came out during the summertime or just before the summertime. And my sister's boyfriend at the time, who was really into music and stuff and always kind of opening up new ideas and bands and stuff to us, said, oh, this is a new Beatles. You got to listen to this. And I think I'm going to show my ignorance with my Beatles history and stuff. But that might be the song that opens up Abbey Road. I think it might be the first tune.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
see, I'm just not like one of those crazy Beatles guys. Like I like them and respect what they did. I'm just not.
Yeah, me too.
It's not one thing where I just like go totally gaga whenever there's Beatles song on. So
Creed.
I'm just not
Creed.
One of those.
And, I used to get in fights all the time with the guy who owned Rainbow Records, Mike Beam, because he was that guy. He was the Beatles guy.
Yeah. Well, get mad at a lot of people are.
Yeah. Yep.
I Fucking Love This Record is a music podcast hosted by me, the Derek Care of You. Every week, a guest and I discuss a record that we both fucking love. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts or from our website, lovethisrecord.com.
I'm Brian Colburn.
And I'm Jay Sweet.
And we're the co-hosts of Tune Styles, a podcast aimed at the music nerd in us all.
Each listener interactive episode hones in on a different musical topic or artist.
Featuring guest interviews, listener polls, and roundtable discussions about the music that shaped the soundtrack to our lives.
You can find us at TuneStylesPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, or wherever your favorite podcasts are found.
Subscribe to Tune Styles and be a part of our weekly musical conversation.
Stay tuned.
My next song is Roll With The Punches by Bag of Toys.
I like that one.
I was huge into Bag of Toys when I was in college. I love it. It's the perfect music for sitting around on the beach. It's great.
This is when you used to surf all the time too, right? So
yeah, they're a great surf band. Great surf. A lot of their songs talk about surfing and reference surfing and stuff.
I remember that. And for some reason, I always think of Rachel McCarty when I think of Bag of Toys.
Yeah, we both got really big into them at the same time. Okay. She actually, I think Rachel may have introduced me to them.
Okay.
So
maybe that you had mentioned that one time. Shout out to Rachel.
Yeah.
Hey, Rach.
What up, Rach?
Let's see. So you want a classic that you're not going to be shocked at, or do you want something that's different?
Just give me one. All right. I don't care.
American Fun by the Stompers.
That's a great song.
Great song. Great.
It's
band, great
the
song,
end man. Credits of, what's the movie?
You asking me, or are you doing this as a...
Yeah, no, what is it? I don't remember.
Adam Sandler.
It's the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. Grown-ups.
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 Right, yeah.
Grown-ups, yeah.
It's the first song that comes on during the end credits of Grown-ups. Yep. So if you haven't heard it, but you've seen that movie, then you probably have heard a little bit of it. Go listen to it. Good stuff. Yep. The live version's better.
Always. And if you ever get a chance to see the Stompers anytime, especially during the summer, go check them out. You will never be disappointed, and you'll be a fan forever.
We'll probably get one of them on the show at some point.
Hope so. Yeah.
All right. My next one starts with the same word as my last one. My last one was Roll With The Punches. This one is Roll If You Fall by Barefoot Truth. Shout out to Barefoot Truth. Yep. Love those guys. Yep. I became good friends with them in college. Will is still killing it. Garrett, who's my good buddy, he was the harmonica player. He is now the mortgage musician. Yeah. Maybe we could probably get him on the show too sometime. Barefoot Truth is just an amazing summer band. Mm. They're just so good.
That's
if you
one
don't
of the
know
regrets.
Barefoot Truth, you need to look into them.
The regrets they're just of life is that I never saw them live, because I understand they were really good live. I know you've seen them.
God,
times.
I used to see them monthly. I'd see them every month. Yep. They'd come to the Wheelhouse down near my school, and I actually sold merch for them a few times. You know, we'd go out with them, get some food after the shows. We got to know them really well. They're just awesome guys.
Yep.
Really, really good guys.
Yep. Yeah, almost anything by Barefoot Truth, I think, is really good.
And Roll If You Fall is a great song for summertime.
Now, is that the song that in the middle of it, they have a version of it where they break into My Girl by The Temptations during a live set?
I don't know. They used to do different things like that with almost every song.
And Will,
they did a ton of
who's
stuff.
Out killing it now, doing some really nice some solo stuff too. He was the drummer in the main singer.
Drummer and lead singer.
And lead singer, which was so interesting
and
to watch.
And didgeridoo and bongos, everything. Yeah. It was amazing.
He was so
he's a very, very talented guy.
Very interesting band to see too and stuff, and always fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Regret that I never got a chance to see them live.
Really good stuff.
All right. So we have that. Let's see. I'm going to go with, this is a deep dive. And even if people I don't know if it's even cool or if it's even worth mentioning a song by the Raspberries, because that's one of the cheesy, well, I think people really like them. You know, they were kind of very poppy in the 70s and 80s. But they have a song called Driving Around, which is so summer. It's all, again, very similar to the War Summer song. Driving Around is all about just kind of driving around in the summer, having a good time. And one that's hard to find. It's actually hard to find on Spotify as well, but if you find
it. Is it on there?
The reason why it's hard to find, it's on the drive-in, you know, with an N apostrophe. So if you put driving, you'll skip right over it because it's very specific in the search engine on Spotify. But Driving Around by the
Raspberries. Sometimes the Spotify search engine is a little too specific.
Yeah.
It doesn't really find like related things a lot of times. You got to put the exact the exact name.
You've heard the song. Let me. This is Long Hot Days. We'll be catching the rain.
Yeah, I know that one.
That's them. That's it. So, all right. So I won't play it, which is probably saving everybody. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, my next one is 1A by Il Scarlet, which is just a killer party song.
Oh, I don't know that one. I know Il Scarlet just because that was the band that opened for OER in Hampton Beach one time.
Yeah, it's a really good party song.
Really?
I can't really describe it much. You know, Il Scarlet, we've talked about them before. They're kind of a hybrid between punk rock and kind of dub reggae stuff out of Canada. They do some killer covers. They do a killer cover of Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
Yes.
And
Higher and
what's
Higher.
The other one?
Higher and Higher.
Higher and Higher. They do a really good cover of that too. But they also have some amazing songs that are their own. And 1A is one of those. It's just a song about a house party.
Okay.
And it's fun.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's all.
Some of the opening bands we've seen at the OER shows have become some of my favorites too. I mean, they've never been shy about putting some talented bands in front of them as an opener. That they're ever going to try to steal a show or anything, but Il Scarlet's one of them, and you know some other ones that we've really enjoyed. So
I love Il Scarlet. I don't hear too much from them too frequently, but some of their stuff is really hard to find too.
Is it?
Like you got to watch some of their songs just on, you know, YouTube videos that fans put up,
really,
you know, 15 years ago or something. Yeah. But
I hope they're still playing, they're still around.
I think they are. I think they are. I think they've gotten a little more like, you know, they have like a guy that scratches records, like a DJ in their band.
Yep.
So they have some electronic sounds and stuff. I think they've gotten a little more electronic over time. But when we saw them, they were very much punk rock.
Yeah.
They had a lot of punk rock sounds in there. And this is a little bit more dub, but it's just party.
Yeah,
it's just good party song.
1A it's called.
1A. And I think it's like, you know, 1A is the place to be or something like that. I think it's supposed to be like apartment 1A, like that's where the party
is.
You know, something like that.
All right, because up and down the East Coast, 1A is the shore road for most.
I think the music video starts off with people going up to like a door that has a 1A on it, and they go in, and like that's where the party is. So I think that's the idea.
Well, going along with that, because I was thinking 1A is the road. Would it be cheesy for me to say 95 by Kingston 530?
Yes, that would be cheesy.
All right, I won't say it then. all right, so how about two Springsteen songs? You knew there was going to be some Springsteens. What do you think? Mm-hmm. What would you guess?
Rosalita?
No. Yes, could have been. I mean, you can go down the list and I could say yes.
I don't know.
Girls in the Summer Clothes, which is a little more of a recent one from him. It's not
one of his classics. Album is a little bit dragging for me.
Yep. But that song, and it's funny, that's one of the songs that I like the studio version so much better than when he's playing it live. I think sometimes live it might be hard for him to sing. Whatever. I haven't been as impressed with some of the ones when he's doing it live, but I like the studio version of it. And the imagery when he did a video was really cool too. And Sandy, 4th of July, Asbury Park.
Yeah.
Which is probably the ultimate. For me, if you had to pick one, that might be the ultimate.
Remember on the 4th of July, Brian Fallon tweeted, he had a tweet that just, it said quotes, it said, Sandy, ... the fireworks. And then it said, ... that's it, just the fireworks.
That's it. Yep. I sent him. I actually responded to that, and I sent a picture of the Stone Pony with fireworks in the background and stuff, and he liked it.
So nice.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. Sandy.
All right, my next one is one that people might actually know. Never Let You Go by Third Eye Blind. Like I said before, I'm not really a Third Eye Blind fan. I like the few songs that they had on the radio, but this song is just so good for summertime.
Is it? Okay. All right.
Never Let You Go. I'll never let you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
Dun, 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 yes. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
It's just such a happy sound.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you want to crank up as well, too.
Yeah.
All right. One of my favorite bands of all time, as you know, because we've done a couple of these before, Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone.
Mm-hmm. I almost put Everyday People on there.
There you go.
But that's not just summer. I can listen to that all the time.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. Love Sly.
I only have two songs left.
Me too. I have two as well. And they're by the same artist.
Mine are different. This is actually another band that we saw open up for OAR. The very first time I saw OAR. I've seen OAR probably like 15-ish times. The very first time we saw them, the band called The Southland opened up for them.
Okay.
And they had a very kind of mellow, low-key sound to them. But the song that I put on there is called Shining Sun. Shining Sun. And it's just kind of a nice low key mellow, but it's an upbeat rhythm.
Okay,
I'll share my playlist with you so you can hear all these songs.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
It's good stuff. The Southland has a good sound to them. Again, I think maybe only one or two albums, but I could be wrong. They could have a bunch out. But they were good live.
So are they still up and around? I mean, that was 15 years ago. Do you think they're still playing? You don't know? Okay, it'd be worth kind
no
of
idea.
Checking out.
I mean, I was in high school. I was probably like a sophomore
true.
In high school.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot.
I think you drove me to that. I think you and Mom went to that concert too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember the opening band. You know, it's one of those things where there's only like 15 people up front listening to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody else kind of walking around getting their drinks, not really in their seats yet. The guy had a great 90s bucket hat on and they just kind of like did their thing. They weren't really acknowledging the crowd. They were just kind of playing. And I was like, these guys are really like... nice to listen to.
Yeah,
so I looked him up, downloaded a couple songs. Another song I really like by them is Radio, but it's not as much of a summery
summer
song.
Jam.
This one is has a nice summer sound to it.
So let me do two, and then I lied. I have a couple more songs after that, and then I'll be quiet. So my two for is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Heat Wave.
Oh God,
great song. Yeah, no, great song though. And then And probably, what's the other one? Dancing in the Street. Dun, 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 dun. Calling out.
Yeah. So. Have you ever seen the
yes, I know you
the video where they took all the music out of that?
With Bowie and Mick Jagger?
Yeah, and they did like background sounds for just like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, and terrible.
I'm going to try to link to that in the show notes if you can. It's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
They do the whole video too. It's great.
Well, in the video itself, if you ever watch the Mick Jagger and David Bowie version of it, is so cheesy. It's as bad as
80s. Well, I think that's why they did that.
As bad as 80s videos go. And then what they did is they took all of they took the music out, right? And just did like little sounds here and there.
They took the music out, and it's like when they show like the feet in the beginning, you just hear like the footsteps, like a. And then when they're lip syncing, it's like you hear them kind of like moaning and like, it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't even describe it. It's the funniest thing. All right. My last song on my list is from the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band.
Yeah.
One of our current favorites, probably my favorite blues musician of all time
at this point.
He's unbelievably talented.
And everything they do is just so good.
Yeah. The song is called Hell Nah. Like N-A-W, Hell Nah.
Hell Nah. As in no, but no.
Yeah, it's just, it's got a really bouncy driving rhythm. And the first line is traffic jam and a can of spam. Think things will be better in Birmingham. Hell nah. I love it. It's just so good.
On
it's
that
just,
note.
It's just got this, this feel to it that just, it's just like, I can't describe it. It's a great song to listen to while you're driving.
I feel like we should end on that because that's such a good statement and stuff, but I have two more songs.
Hell nah.
Hell nah. Shout out to Rev.
Hell no, hell no.
And shout out to him.
What up, Rev?
Hopefully his dad's doing well. He's just some surgery and stuff. So
yeah, if you connect with Reverend Peyton on social media, make sure you give him a shout out and send positive thoughts. His dad's not doing too well. He's gonna have surgery. By the time you listen to this, he will have had surgery. We hope everything's going well with his family.
Yeah. So. Good positive vibes coming his way. New song two new songs, last two. One that was just released, but has a real old time 70s feel, almost kind of feels like old Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes kind of stuff. Soul Power Twist by Lil Steven and the Disciples of Soul. You don't know it, you haven't heard it, but you need to. It's just one of those songs. It's a great song, great horns, great sing along song. And then my last one would be, and you and I talked about this, I almost thought about doing this, and I still might, but I don't know. I'm just going to do a quick shout out on this one, because if there's ever going to be a time where you just want to go and hear some fun music and close your eyes and kind of escape, this one does it for you. It's Good to Hear Music by K-Bong and Mahali. who I didn't know.
Okay.
I think that they were connected to the same people who did Pirate Looks at 40 that you liked as well. It's kind of the same genre and stuff, but good to hear music. I heard it on Jimmy Buffett's radio station, Margaritaville, on Sirius and stuff. And it was like, wow, this is a really good song. And it's such a nice song. And it's, you know, summery, walking down the boardwalk, you know, and it's a very laid back, kind of very cool, almost reggae kind of thing. So, and that's it.
Nice. I love it.
What do you think? This is the shortest episode we've ever done.
I know. That is our 10-ish songs to play for summer to make you feel good.
Summer songs that'll make you feel good.
And forget about all the crap that's going on right now.
Put your phone down and listen to music.
But remember, we should still be wearing masks when we're out in public. And if you want a kick-ass mask that you can rock anywhere you go, that looks awesome, that'll turn heads, you should get one with the ear logo from our YNL TeePublic store. You can buy face masks there. You can buy t-shirts. You can buy baby onesies and tote bags and stickers and pretty much anything except hats. For some reason, they don't have hats. But if you really want a hat, talk to us. We can figure out a way to get you a hat. But go there, buy some stuff, rep the podcast. Tell everyone you know about it because we really want to build this community and spread the word. And I'm still thinking about making a group on Facebook instead of just having a page. If you think that you would like me to do that so you can meet other listeners and interact, let me know and I'll build it and I'll make it happen. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to listen to music, wash your hands, and don't be a dick.
Stay safe, everybody.
Thank you so much. Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.